Well, my wife just loves the changing of seasons. Caleb and Hillary here on the Wib Wake Up Show. And as summer transfers into fall, it's time for fall fun. And there is no one who knows more about fall fun than Govan's Farm. And we have Farmer John on the line with us. Good morning, Farmer John.
Good morning.
Now, you guys are all set and ready to go with just a flood of autumnal activities there at Govan's and the big opening weekend this Saturday, 10 a.m. Everything starts. What are people most looking forward to? What are you most looking forward to? Because this is an annual pilgrimage for so many families.
Oh, what I'm looking most forward to is all the smiling faces. And we've tried some new things this year. We've got Spookly the Square Pumpkin will be here September 21st from noon to 4. We've got a Touch a Tractor the opening weekend.
Nice.
We're trying to give back to the community. First Responder Appreciation Weekend. That'll be the first and second weekends, Saturday and Sunday. EMT, firefighters, police officers will be free to the corn maze with proper ID.
Wonderful.
And I want to touch Farmer John on that corn maze, because again, this is just legendary. 11 acres, and you always have something from an aerial view of that corn maze that is just incredible to look at. And this year, really, really impressed by what you've done. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I can. We had a family member that chose to end his life, and we made the gutsy decision to plant a corn maze that's going to talk about suicide.
Wow. Very, very, very poignant.
And again, it says, I'm looking at this on your website, and folks, you can check out all of the events coming up, govansfarm.com, and it says, your life matters, and then it has the 800 number for talking about suicide, too. So again, Farmer John, it's not, again, with you guys, I think so many places, too, it's like, well, they're just trying to, you know, get some money from my family, too. Obviously, you're a business, but you're trying to show the truth that so many have known about you for such a long time. You care about your community so much. And so when you talk about the smiling faces too, you're trying to create something memorable, but also talk about things that often get hidden away.
Often things get hidden away. You know, if a family comes out to the farm, and we like to educate. If you learn a little something while you're here, that's always been our goal.
Absolutely. And, I hear that there are pig and duck races. Could you tell us about that a little bit? Because that seems something like I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old and a 19-month-old, and I think that's something not only for them, but also for daddy as well. I really want to see pigs and duck race.
Well, the duck races is actually a water pump, and you get to race a pig or race a duck yourself.
Nice.
Nice.
The pig races should be interesting this fall, because I'm going to pick the pigs up from a neighboring farm today. So I don't know how much training they're going to have. The whole point behind pig races is you're hoping the pig makes a fool out of the farmer that's racing them. And that usually works pretty well.
Nice. Well, you know what? When all else fails, just bribe them with Oreos. I hear Oreos are well-loved by our pig friends.
Pigs are very smart, and they're very food-oriented. Oreos are one of their favorites.
Again, Farmer very John good. From Govan's Farm. Opening day this weekend, 10 a.m. Hope everyone will come out. I hear there's a pumpkin cannon as well. Anything else that we've missed? Because there are so many things going on, I don't even know if we have time to describe them all. But any other big highlights for you this year, sir?
Lots and lots of activities to enjoy at Govan's Farm. Come on out. We're going to have some tractors here from a neighboring implement. You'll be able to take some pictures.
Nice.
Get a look at some of this big modern equipment. That's pretty amazing too. There's lots to do for kids of all ages, and hey, you don't have to be a kid either. You know, you can come out and do this maze on Saturday night in the dark, and it's a great date night.
Indeed.
That sounds really
you can leave
fun.
Your grandkids at home.
Nice.
You can that get grandma or fun. Grandpa or
neighbor
trusted
kid.
Neighbor to
yeah.
babysit and go out and have a date night at Govan's.
Super fun.
You never fail to disappoint. Farmer John, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for what you guys are doing at Govan's Farm to create good old clean family fun. We appreciate it so much, and we hope you just have a fabulous opening weekend. I like beef jerky.
I love beef jerky, and I also really enjoy new foods, which is pretty fun as well. But I'm not so sure about this one. Are you ready, Caleb?
Yes.
Kellogg's, maker of breakfast cereals that we all know and love.
Indeed.
Right?
Love them.
Kellogg's.
Generally.
Has introduced vegan beef jerky.
So this kind of seems to be a growing trend. For instance, there's the Impossible Whopper, which apparently is a Whopper that tastes just like a Whopper but doesn't have any meat with it. I have not tried it yet.
If being a vegetarian is so wonderful, why do they keep trying to make everything taste like meat? I don't understand.
Everyone, do
I'm gonna
you?
I'm going to get angry calls now, and I know that. I know that.
No offense intended.
I want bacon that tastes like bacon. I don't want kale that tastes like bacon.
Here's the thing. Am I a bad person for enjoying turkey bacon, which, again, of course, is meat bacon? But
it's meat bacon.
I like turkey bacon. It's not as good as regular bacon, but it's a good alternative at times.
Yeah.
So why would a breakfast cereal be making jerky and then jerky that doesn't? Is it some sort of recycled cereal part?
It says it's called leaf jerky.
Oh.
That's a fun play on words, though. Okay, I do enjoy the leaf jerky instead of beef jerky. I do kind of love that. It's plant-based, vegan, and sustainably farmed with 11 grams of protein and only 80 calories.
So many of these things, I think if someone offered it to me, absolutely I would take a bite. But I'm probably leaving it on the store shelf because when push comes to shove, for a frugal shopper,
I'm going to buy jerky.
And jerky is actually really expensive.
It is.
So.
Yeah, I do enjoy beef jerky, though. It gets really stuck in my teeth.
Where we lived before, our neighbor.
Yeah.
Made his own jerky, which was just phenomenal. And that was like my hookup. Because right across the street, he makes jerky. And Paul, like so many times, he'd be like, well, here, try this new batch that I made. It was awesome. And so many times I got it for free. It was one of the big downsides of moving.
One of the best place that I've ever gone for beef jerky is there's a little meat shop in Three Lakes, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Three Lakes. I want to go back to Three Lakes because they have the best beef jerky ever, and I miss it. It's been years since I've had the Three Lakes.
Everybody's got a hookup at Jack Link's as well.
Oh, yeah. Link's isn't bad. Yeah.
Send them our way.
We do love some good beef jerky.
Jeffrey from Wausau says amen to meatballs.
Meatballs. Yeah. So, anyways, Kellogg's vegan beef jerky. Not sure how I feel about this. Weigh in, friends. We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can shoot us a text at 715-396-1670. In the meantime,
would you try this?
I mean, I would try just about anything.
And that's the thing. I would try it as well.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I would enjoy it or not, but as long as someone else paid for me or it was a free sample at a grocery store,
absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely.
And you thought you wouldn't have to hear that until next summer.
Little did you know that we're going to provide it for you.
This sounds like the plot to a sci-fi channel original or maybe one of those old sci-fis that you love so much.
Yes, love those.
In Brazil,
okay,
a plan to curb the mosquito population has backfired quite dramatically.
Okay.
In fact, it's made the disease-carrying mosquitoes even more resilient to pest control measures. The plan involved genetically altering mosquitoes. Didn't we learn anything from Jurassic Park?
Don't genetically
you don't
alter
do that.
Things.
The plan involved genetically altering mosquitoes in Brazil so their babies would die instantly. Again, then you don't have more mosquitoes. Well,
right.
For a time, the plan seemed to be going swimmingly.
Yes.
The genetically modified insects bred with their wild counterparts, causing a dip in the wild population. Unfortunately, the numbers came roaring back just 18 months later.
Okay.
Researchers think that the wild female mosquitoes may have grown wise to the measure and began avoiding genetically modified male mosquitoes. Either way, what happened means there are even more mosquitoes and they are more powerful than ever.
Yes, more powerful than ever. Mutant mosquitoes. It's no good. It's
going to cut down the tourist population in Brazil.
If
the World Cup didn't turn you off. From all that fiasco a few years back where it's like, you know what? Maybe not the best place to go. Now it's like, wow, genetically modified mosquitoes.
Mutant mosquitoes. I know I'm just wanting to go meet me some mutant mosquitoes.
At least
they're just more resilient and they're not like 6 feet tall and radioactive or something.
They have a wonderful country and I hope that they are able to help themselves out by selling the movie rights for this grievous error. Sell the movie rights to the sci-fi channel or wherever and get you some better pest control.
Yeah. We're joined this morning in studio by a very special guest. We have Miss Caitlin Cannon here with us. And Caitlin, thank you so much for coming to the show. If you could tell us what you're all about. We have this unique boutique trunk show coming up.
Exactly. Well, my name is Caitlin Cannon, and I work for Allstate. I have a location in Menominee, but I'm licensed throughout Wisconsin. But I partnered with Allstate's Purple Purse Project, mm-hmm. and basically what we're doing is we got together with a local boutique in Menominee called Mood Boutique. It's a fabulous boutique in downtown Menominee. It's right on Main Street. It's amazing. We're having a trunk show, which means different vendors and local artisans are coming, and they're selling their wares.
Okay.
Now, through this event, which is on October 12th,
okay,
which is a Saturday, and it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
What we are doing is we are raising money for the Bridge to Hope, which is the local domestic abuse center. So that's one part of it, and they'll be donating 10% of the proceeds to the Bridge to Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Allstate will be matching those.
Nice.
But the other big part of it is that we're doing a collection drive for items that are really, really needed for victims of domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And that is gently used backpacks, suitcases, and purses.
Mm-hmm.
Because the vast majority of people who are fleeing domestic abuse leave with black garbage bags. Mm. And we just want to give a small thing back to them,
mm-hmm.
give them some dignity, give them some respect. So I'm just asking people to go through their closets, clean them out, get those suitcases out of the attic, and bring them down. And they can bring them down to the Mood Boutique on October 12th, where mm-hmm. we'll be doing great drive, or bring them here to this wonderful radio station who has so graciously offered to collect these items for us. So, and it will just be a wonderful, very lovely event.
Yeah, I love the idea of giving women backpacks and suitcases, because I think a lot of people, I never thought of that before, how, you know, if you're fleeing a situation, yeah, it's going to be a black garbage bag
for
most women. And to speak to their hearts and to say, you're loved and valued enough, you deserve a suitcase, a bag to carry your things in. That's not a garbage bag. It's
exactly.
beautiful.
And
exactly.
Caitlin, I know you talk about going through your, think about how often, because I know if your kids need to stay on trend, how many times they use a backpack for 1 year and then say, well, I need, it's not in anymore. So you probably have backpacks. You probably have suitcases. I know you mentioned off the air, different airline restrictions and things like that too. Maybe you've had to redo your luggage, but also purses too. I mean, how many purses, and not speaking as
don't
a woman.
Don't ask me how many purses I need,
but there
Caleb.
Probably, there might be a few that you say, hey, I could part with those two. And again, Purple Purse, have we addressed that as well too? So this is something, again, you're an Allstate agent locally here. Mm-hmm. Allstate Foundation is coming behind this as well. So Purple Purse is something on a larger level as well, or is that something that you're starting here?
It is also part of the Allstate Foundation. It has been in place for many years. It really works on the one thing that is not usually talked about with domestic violence. Domestic violence is a hard enough topic to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the really key components is financial abuse.
Mm.
And so the Purple Purse Project really works on helping educate and helping get resources out there for people for learning and knowing how financial abuse impacts them and how to change that.
Mm. And perhaps many women, too, financial abuse has taken place to such an extent that they feel that they can't leave their abuser because, you know, they fear that they're not going to be able to support themselves, or many times themselves and children as well, too. And maybe they're not versed in those things, or just wonder what in the world is going to happen if I leave. And you know, I think we hear so many sad, sad stories of women who just stay and stay and stay in horrific situations because of issues like these.
Caleb, you are exactly right. You hit it right, the nail right on the head. That is why women stay. That mm-hmm. is the number one cause is financial abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it is not letting someone be able to have a job, or doing something to so they can't have a job, or the other person taking control of the money, or the fact that they have children and they can't leave and they can't survive. And that's the number one reason why women go back to these situations. It's not that they want to. It's because they have no other choice. Homelessness is the number one cause of homelessness is domestic violence. Mm. And we can do small things that can change and make really great changes.
I think it comes back to do small things with great love. And we all need to work to better our communities and help and love and support one another's. And a great way to do that is as easy as cleaning out your closet, bringing your gently used backpacks, purses, and luggage right here to the station. We would be happy to collect that and get that on to through the proper channels. We've been visiting this morning with Caitlin Cannon. Caitlin, thank you so, so much for coming in and joining this morning.
Oh, you're so
welcome. We appreciate you. We appreciate your work. And thank you for all that you do.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.